Dear friends, welcome to tonight's special bedtime story. It's time to get comfortable, snuggle under your soft blankets, and let your eyes gently drift shut as we embark on a magical journey into the realm of dreams. As the stars twinkle above and the moon smiles down upon you, close your eyes and allow your imagination to take flight. Tonight, we have a beautiful tale to share with you, one that will fill your dreams with wonder and joy. But before we begin our enchanting adventure, here's a little secret for you. If you adore our soothing stories, remember to visit the Apple App Store and download our Hush Baby Sleep app. There, you can enjoy our sleep sounds without any interruptions, and they'll play for as long as your heart desires. Now let's dive into our bedtime story, where magic awaits and dreams come to life. The Nighttime Book of Dreams, a bedtime story for little people. In a quiet, cozy corner of a charming little town, there lived a young child named Emily. Emily was a curious and imaginative soul, with bright, sparkling eyes that gleamed like stars in the night sky. She had a heart full of wonder and a deep love for bedtime stories. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the world grew dark, Emily's grandmother, Grandma Clara, came to visit. Grandma Clara was known throughout the town for her enchanting stories and the twinkle in her eye that hinted at magical tales. As she sat by Emily's bedside, Grandma Clara cradled a worn, leather-bound book in her hands. It was a book unlike any other, for it was known as the Nighttime Book of Dreams. This special book was said to have the power to bring dreams to life. With a gentle smile, Grandma Clara opened the book's pages and began to read. Once upon a time, in a land of dreams, there lived a child with starry beams. This is the tale of the book, you see, that made dreams real for Emily. As Grandma Clara read the story from the book's pages, something magical happened. The words and images came to life, and Emily found herself transported into the very story she was hearing. She was no longer in her cozy room, but in a world of dreams, where anything was possible. The world around Emily was bathed in the soft, silvery light of the moon, and the stars sparkled like diamonds in the night sky. She stood in a lush, enchanted forest, where the trees whispered secrets and the fireflies danced in a celestial ballet. With a sense of wonder, Emily ventured deeper into the dreamy forest, guided by the light of the moon and the soft melody of the night. She discovered a tranquil, moonlit pond, its surface as smooth as glass. Beside the pond stood a magnificent moonlit unicorn, its coat shimmering like pure silver. The unicorn nodded to Emily with a knowing smile and lowered its head, inviting her to climb onto its back. With a sense of adventure and excitement, Emily mounted the unicorn, and together they set off on a moonlit journey through the enchanted forest. The wind whispered secrets in her ear, and the world around her seemed to come alive with magic. As Emily and the unicorn journeyed through the dreamy forest, they encountered friendly woodland creatures and discovered hidden moonlit glades where dreams were born. It was a world of enchantment and wonder, and Emily knew that she had embarked on a magical adventure. And so, the first chapter of Emily's enchanting journey into the nighttime book of dreams had begun. She knew that the night held many more dreamy adventures and soothing stories to come. As Emily and the moonlit unicorn continued their journey through the enchanted forest, they came upon a clearing bathed in the soft, silvery glow of the moon. In the center of the clearing stood a majestic tree with branches that seemed to reach up to the stars themselves. Underneath the grand tree, Emily saw a captivating sight, a weaver at work, creating a tapestry unlike any she had ever seen. The weaver's fingers moved with grace and precision, and the threads of the tapestry glowed with the colors of dreams. The weaver noticed Emily's arrival and beckoned her closer with a warm smile. "Welcome, dear child," the weaver said. "I am the Dream Weaver, and I craft the tapestries of dreams. Would you like to see your own dreams come to life?" With a sense of wonder, Emily nodded eagerly. The Dream Weaver gestured for her to sit beside the loom, and together they began to weave the threads of dreams. Emily watched in amazement as her own dreams and wishes took shape in the tapestry. As the loom worked its magic, the tapestry revealed scenes from Emily's imagination. A world of flying with butterflies, dancing with fireflies, and exploring hidden caves filled with wonders. It was as though her dreams were coming to life before her very eyes. The Dream Weaver told Emily that the tapestry of dreams was a reflection of her own heart and soul, a place where her hopes and wishes could be brought to life. She encouraged Emily to keep dreaming and to remember that the world of dreams held endless possibilities. With a sense of fulfillment and a heart full of gratitude, Emily thanked the Dream Weaver for the magical experience. The weaver smiled and said, "Child of dreams, remember that the night holds the power to bring your dreams to life, and the nighttime book of dreams is your guide to this wondrous realm." Emily and the moonlit unicorn continued their journey through the enchanted forest, carrying the tapestry of dreams with them. The night was alive with magic and wonder, and Emily knew that her adventure was just beginning. And so, the second chapter of Emily's enchanting journey into the nighttime book of dreams had come to an end. She knew that the night held many more dreamy adventures and soothing stories to come. Emily and her faithful companion, the moonlit unicorn, ventured deeper into the enchanted forest. The moonlight filtered through the trees, creating a shimmering carpet of starlit whispers on the forest floor. As they walked through the moonlit woods, Emily noticed something extraordinary. The trees around her began to rustle and murmur, as though they were engaged in a conversation only they could understand. The moonlit unicorn leaned in closer to Emily and whispered, "Listen closely, dear one, for the trees are sharing the secrets of the night." With rapt attention, Emily listened to the soft whispers of the trees. They told tales of ancient forests, where the spirits of the night danced among the leaves and the stars themselves whispered their wishes. As Emily continued to explore the dreamy forest, she noticed that the fireflies, too, were whispering secrets to the night. They flitted about like living lanterns, casting a soft golden glow that illuminated the forest's mysteries. Emily extended her hand, and a friendly firefly landed gently upon her palm. Its tiny light danced like a star as it shared its secret with her. The firefly's whispers were like a lullaby, filling Emily's heart with a sense of peace and wonder. The moonlight above seemed to shine a little brighter as Emily and the moonlit unicorn continued their journey. It was as though the night itself was sharing its magic with them, revealing its secrets one starlit whisper at a time. With each step, Emily felt more deeply connected to the world of dreams. She knew that the night held endless mysteries and delights, and the nighttime book of dreams was her key to unlocking them. And so, the third chapter of Emily's enchanting journey into the nighttime book of dreams had come to an end. She knew that the night held many more dreamy adventures and soothing stories to come. As Emily and the moonlit unicorn journeyed deeper into the enchanted forest, they came upon a clearing that opened up to reveal a breathtaking sight. Above them, the night sky stretched out like an endless canvas, adorned with countless stars that twinkled with delight. Emily looked up in wonder at the celestial display, her heart filled with awe. It was as though the entire universe had come alive with its own symphony of lights. The stars above seemed to beckon her, inviting her to join in their dance. With a sense of adventure, Emily and the moonlit unicorn laid down on the soft, mossy ground and gazed up at the starry tapestry above. The stars began to twinkle and shimmer in a rhythmic dance, casting their light in intricate patterns. Each constellation told its own story, a story of mythical creatures, ancient heroes, and distant galaxies. Emily listened with wonder as the stars whispered their tales to her, their voices like soft celestial music. Among the constellations, Emily noticed a friendly star that seemed to shine a little brighter than the rest. It twinkled in a way that made her feel as though it were a friend from another world, sending her a message of warmth and comfort. The moonlit unicorn nuzzled Emily gently, as if to say, "Make a wish upon that special star, dear one." With a heart full of dreams, Emily closed her eyes and made a wish. She wished for a world filled with love and kindness, where dreams could come true for everyone. As she made her wish, the special star above twinkled with joy, as though it had heard her. The celestial dance continued above, and Emily knew that the stars held endless secrets and wonders. She felt a profound connection to the night, as though she were a part of the very cosmos itself. As the night unfolded its beauty, Emily and the moonlit unicorn knew that their journey through the nighttime book of dreams was a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. The universe had revealed its magic to them, and they cherished every moment. As our sleep story comes to a close, we thank our dear little dreamers for joining this enchanting journey into dreamland tonight. If you found comfort in our bedtime tales, remember to visit the Apple App Store for our Hush Baby Sleep app. It's your gateway to uninterrupted serenity, with ads-free sleep sounds all night. Hush, the perfect app for infants, newborns, and toddlers, ensuring a peaceful night's sleep.